Oi, noise, yeah, no, cancel, yes, podcast this. We are doing tech podcast. It's the Noise Cancelling Tech Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Gareth Beavis, Global Editor-in-Chief of Tech Radar, here to talk to you about technology and things that happened this week. I'm joined by other people. Who are they?
Cherie L. Smith, Editor-in-Chief of Laptop Mag.
James Beckham, Phones Editor for Tech Radar.
Olivia Tambini, Audio and Music Editor at Tech Radar.
And I realised I've just started putting myself at the top of this. It used to be Gareth Beavis was last because that's the way it should be with the presenter. But I've decided subconsciously that I want to go first, apparently. Apologies for that. But I also enjoyed how we introduced ourselves, like we were on a Zoom call or something, or like, you know, that we were doing like a round robin, like, and let's meet who's here today. So yeah, hello, I'm Olivia and I do audio and music. How are you, Olivia, though? It's good to see you back on the pod.
Why pick it up on me specifically?
I don't know. I realised I was starting to pick on you a little bit, and I thought, well, let's turn this around.
But yes, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, well, we saw you fairly recently here. I keep saying see, but the listeners can't see you. But you're in a very, I don't know, what would you describe the colour palette of people of Liv right now? It's very brown, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's neutral. It's a neutral room.
Yeah, but what you're wearing, this chair you're on, the light, the...
Well, I'm actually on my bed, and the light bulb doesn't work in here, so I've got a lamp, which is why everything's looking a bit mood lighty. So,
well, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But then we've got Pexy, who's looking very blue next to you.
It's the big monitor I have to my face, so whatever I have on it, and it just so happens my podcast recording software is bright blue, so every single podcast we record, my face is slightly avatar-y.
Checks out. Cherie, how have you been this week?
You know, just trying to survive. Ha, staying alive. Just trying.
and managing it?
We're still breathing, eating, so can't complain.
Have you used the big smoker recently?
I have not. I am thinking about getting a duck, trying my hand at smoking some ducks.
I feel like smoking some ducks just sounds like something else. I don't know what it would be, but
drugs.
All that, yeah. I mean, that's not the biggest leap in terms of a euphemism, is it? Ducks and drugs sound the same. Anyway, big question this week. So there's rumours of Samsung making a 600 megapixel smartphone camera.
What?
I know. You're saying what? Well, like, you don't know about this, Bexy.
I'm playing a character.
Okay, what's the character?
It's me who hasn't been doing their job properly.
That's not a character.
No. Ooh, nice.
I'm really, really happy with that because I was about to say that. Thought that's mean, and someone did it for me. So I don't look like a knob. Brilliant. What's the character's backstory?
Pretty much my entire backstory, and then just so happened that he didn't do any work this entire week.
Go on, Liv, do it again.
Because I'm like, I don't know if this is true or like a low-key
admission. I don't know what you do at home all day, James.
Read about 600 megapixel cameras, which Gareth was telling us about.
Yeah, well, will you tell us about it, Pexy? Because obviously you're not in character anymore.
Well, yeah, sure. There's a rumor that Samsung's working on a 600 megapixel phone camera, but at the moment they basically have no idea how to get the actual physical module down to a size that fits inside a smartphone. So the technology is possible, but they're just trying to work out how it can possibly fit inside your phone.
Well, brilliantly. Let's do a big question about that. And what we've written down is incredibly dull, but I don't know how to phrase it better. The way it's written is, what's the impractical tech that you want to see in tech, but it's ridiculous? So basically, what exists out there in our minds is sort of real, but sort of not. And we want to see it in a smartphone, in a laptop, in a camera, but it's just too ridiculous right now. But we goddamn want it, Liv. What is it that you would like to see?
I think I misunderstood the question.
Okay.
Because what I want to see is a teleporter, but that doesn't exist anywhere yet.
Well,
so.
it does in theory. They've transported, what was it, a photon of light they've managed to teleport?
Yeah, so that, but like all my photons, so I don't have to get the bus anymore.
I mean, do you have any photons? I don't think you do.
Don't I? Oh, okay.
Wait, aren't we like electrons and photons and neutrinos and all of that? Aren't we all of that?
And neutrons, I think. It's electrons, neutrons, and I think photons are units of light, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm a ray of sunshine, so...
That's true, yeah. I feel like we're none of us are qualified to give authority
on this.
Next
time we bring someone from life science on to answer these questions.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, we really want someone from life science to come on. We've been struggling to get them to come on because Life's Little Mysteries is a brilliant podcast as well, and I want to go on it. But that's a separate selfish desire.
Imagine if they come on and our only question is, what is a photon? and then say goodbye.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Is Liv made of photons? But my understanding of teleportation is that it would create a facsimile of you somewhere else. So the person that emerged would believe it was you, but you would die.
Yeah, that's not what I want.
Okay.
I literally want, or maybe something like, if you've ever seen Futurama, they've got these little tubes that go around a city and you like fly through them. I want me personally to go from one place to the other without having to walk or get public transport. Yeah.
Okay, so basically you want get someone to carry you places, that would solve it.
That would also work.
16th century tech at work for you right now. Yeah, we'll get you thrown on some sticks, solved. Pexy, what do you want?
Mine isn't as ambitious as Liv's, and it's sort of based on reality, but I want an Apple Watch which has the battery within the band. It's something we've seen patented a few times, and it would basically, it could be any smartwatch, but allow for battery life that's going to be over a week, and some of the patents even suggested month-long battery life, but it essentially needs bendable battery tech to be an actual reality. For some smartwatches, I saw you do a little head shake there, Gareth, but like for some smartwatches that are less, you're not going to get an Apple Watch that lasts for a month from that technology, but yeah, a band that can properly, it just feels like wasted space, and it feels like that sort of technology is possible, and it's the one thing I really want to happen, but it's not going to happen anytime in the next 5 years, in my opinion. Maybe it will.
I'm going to take that a step further and say that if the battery is in the band, then it is using your body heat to power the watch.
Yeah, that's better. That's genuinely better.
The interesting thing is I'm using the Garmin Fenix 6X Pro Solar, which lots of letters, but basically the toppest of top end of Garmin's right now. And I love it. And like I said, I charged it up this morning to 100%, and it's great because it's got an actual battery life meter that seems realistic. And it says 21 days right now, you know, just as in smartwatch mode. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do any running with it to keep that going, but 21 days is amazing. And if I was in a desert or somewhere that had really high sunlight, that would extend even further, probably get another 3 days on top. So you add that and you add the body heat stuff, I think you could get a watch that lasts a really long time. But the problem is it's just the efficiency of those technologies is really low right now. But equally, I think it's definitely a good desire. But the problem is this, you know, I keep thinking about the Apple Watch. Why is there no Apple Watch Pro? Like, why is there no next gen that does all the things that, you know, fitness people who are using Garmin's and Fenix's and the ones that sort of really high end and willing to spend loads of money on a really good piece of tech. Why is Apple not making that? I feel like it needs to be there. It needs to be one that's focused on not just fitness plus, but dedicated fitness plans, one that allows for interval training and just actually makes, you know, because the Apple Watch is there in theory for people who just want something to help guide their life and monitor it. But what if you want more, you know, and Apple doesn't want to do that?
Were they perhaps burnt before with the Apple Watch Edition when they tried to make that super high premium device, which did cost more? And I honestly don't know what sales figures were like. We don't have access to those, but like it seemed like that wasn't a success in that sort of way. So maybe as a company, they're a little bit worried to go towards those really high end devices. But as you say, that would be a better way of framing it rather than it being a bright, like a watch made of gold. It should be a device that's more focused at the top end fitness features.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think the Hermes editions and the edition editions, I felt were as much about marketing Apple as this, you know, the Apple Watch is a desirable fashion piece as much as anything else. It wasn't just about what, because the first Apple Watch couldn't do a lot. And it's been refined rapidly, I think. And it's actually pretty decent now, except for the fact that the battery life isn't any better, which is just a bit crazy. But my final answer is holograms. I want a phone where it's basically that bit in Star Wars where, you know, a little hologram pops up of save me, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember which one it was. You're my last hope. I've forgotten. I don't watch Star Wars a lot. Well, just Princess Leia. Who did she talk to? What's she saying?
Obi-Wan.
I was Obi-Wan. I kept thinking it was R2-D2, but she wouldn't be saying that. That'd be
well,
really
she
pointless
said
thing.
It to R2-D2 and she recorded it on him. And then, come on, man. Come on.
I can't remember. And when you say she recorded it on him, it's weird. It's a weird phrase.
Even I knew that, and I've never seen Star Wars.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. You're killing me right now.
I've only got so much brain power space. But I think that could happen. You know, the holograms do exist. They can be made. It's just no one really wants them, but I'd love them. I think it'd be great. And I think it'd be a really nice, gimmick. And given the fact people are doing 3D phones still, aka Rocket, I feel like, come on, let's do this. Let's go next gen. You know, especially with a foldable phone, you could fold up and make a little hologram suite. That'd be good. See, can be done.
Like Tupac at Coachella sort of hologram.
That's exactly.
Or Kanye West with Kim Kardashian's dad.
Oh yeah, that's more modern, isn't it?
Just really quick on that. If my significant other made a hologram of my deceased parent, and then while they're making this supposedly heartfelt speech to me, it was like, and I'm so proud of you for marrying the best genius in the world. We'd have to fight. Like, it would have to come to physical fisticuffs. Like, you arrogant bastard. That never sat right with me. But for my answer to this big question.
I thought you'd given it. Sorry, Sheree.
Nope.
Okay.
I would like to take a piece of tech that exists. So I would like to take the second panel on the Asus ZenBook Duo, the ROG Zephyrus 15, any of those dual screen laptops that Asus is pushing. I would like the bottom panel, the secondary panel, to become a small little smartphone or tablet that I could take around with me when if I just felt like it, like, and take it, and it would be a universal remote. It would be like, it would have all this functionality built into it, and then when I was done I would just pop it back in and it would connect like nothing ever happened.
I feel like we're sort of there, aren't we? We got like the two-in-one laptops kind of do that. The, you know, Samsung Dex allows you to do that with a phone that takes around with you. I mean, phones are already universal remotes half the time.
Yeah, but there? I want to do it with that because it's those screens are 4K. They okay. have a lot of functionality built into it, and like I would like to be able to, if I take it off, use it as a controller, particularly for the gaming version of the Asus laptops, and use it as a gaming controller for while PC gaming, and just pop it back on when I'm done.
Okay, well, I was surprised you had a natural answer, because usually, Sheree, it's a wing. And I thought when you saw Pexy had an idea that you just jumped on, I thought that was it, done. All ticked off.
So there's my answer.
Well, I like it. I'm going to give you the points for as an apology for thinking that you wouldn't have done anything in preparation. Right, what's been going on in the news? We've already talked about Apple doing things that cost lots of money. So let's go straight into the AirPods Max. I've got many issues with these, but the first one is the name, because you've got the AirPods. I was fine with that. There were earpods that were worked without wires, so AirPods made sense. AirPods Pro, I'm on board with that, because it's like a professional version of the AirPods. They were more professional. These aren't AirPods, these are headphones. They're nothing to do. What's going on? Like, you know, AirPods Max should just be massive AirPods.
I mean, they kind of are. I mean, they are wireless. And they like are going over your ears. It's just that the stems are not going down; they're going up, and they're connecting.
I feel like you should look more like a Cyberman. You know, they should turn them upside down, point straight up, and there should be like a small wire that attaches them together.
So you want some Mork and Mindy type of look?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's a stretch to call them AirPods because they're not really pods.
I also don't know why Pro isn't in there either. Like, we've had AirPods Pro. Are these not a Pro device? Why is it just Max? Like, on the phones, you get a Pro Max. I don't understand.
Olivia Tambini, our audio music editor, please shed some light.
I don't know why they've called them that, to be honest. It doesn't really make any sense. I mean, for ages we thought they were going to be called the AirPod Studio. We also had the Studio Pods thrown around as well. But there's always been pods in there, so it's not that surprising that they're called the AirPods Max.
Okay, and the thing we haven't talked about is how much they cost. It's $550. For these headphones that, I mean, arguably there is a lot of great tech in there. You know, we talked about the AirPods Pro. They have the same spatial audio capability, so that, you know, if you're watching something on a tablet or a phone in front of you and you turn your head, it will feel like you're turning in space. That's useful tech. They've got Siri. The connectivity with Apple devices is going to be really good, as is the case with AirPods Pro. But ultimately, you know, we haven't tried the fit. We haven't tried the sound quality. Maybe it's amazing. But $550 is nearly double other high-end headphones out there. And so they need to be pretty spectacular to justify that, right?
I mean, that's what you'd expect to pay for some studio quality, like really, really good professional headphones. Even then, that's quite expensive. I mean, if we look at some of the best headphones from this year, the Sony WH-1000XM4s, they're about $200 cheaper. And the only extra features that you're getting with the AirPods Max is the spatial audio and the specific Apple features that you mentioned. So I'm not really sure how they've justified the price there, but it's Apple, so, you know.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it up in the air whether it's going to have a W1 chip in there?
It should have an H1 chip. That's what I've heard anyway. So that's the latest one, which you'll find in the AirPods Pro and the newer AirPods.
Yeah, and just for folks at home, the H1 chip is basically what allows your AirPods Pro and all of that to do that instantaneous connection to all your Apple devices. So that's where all the magic happens. So I've been hearing rumors that that's not going to happen. $600 for a pair of noise-canceling headphones. I like it. Like, I only want to see those prices when we're talking audio, when we're talking reference grade headphones, and there's a preamp involved and some vacuum tubes and external DAC and all the fixings. Like, I should not be hearing about a $600 pair of headphones from Apple of all people. How dare you?
And the thing is as well is that they're totally wireless. If you do want to use them plugged in, you have to buy an additional adapter from Apple, which costs $35.
Of course you do. Apple is going to nickel and dime us to death.
And also what's interesting on them is the controls are physical rather than touch, which we've heard rumors from Mark Gurman on Twitter was saying that this was supposed to be a touch panel at one point, but it's actually turned into a physical thing. But not just a physical thing, but genuinely the crown from the Apple Watch with what looks like the power button as well. It's like the AirPods Max ate an Apple Watch and just shoved it into like one of the side bits, and you've now got these sort of weird physical controls. I mean, I admit we talk about this was press released yesterday at the time of recording, and we haven't tried them yet, so it's a bit hard to be too critical of something right now, but for that high price, it's weird, and it's like it is really irritating when all the stuff doesn't come in the box. And maybe you can argue that there's an environmental impact of not, you know, displaying the cable with everything for everyone might need, but I still feel like there's a more elegant way of doing it than just, hey, buy an extra thing.
And it's a lightning connector, so your current cables will not be suitable.
Yeah.
They're so disrespectful. I can't take it.
Absolute side thing, this isn't in the running order, but I read recently that Samsung is rumoured to be dropping the charger in its boxes going forward next year, according to a filing in Brazil. I don't know how much that is true, because it would be a big about face, because Samsung made a big deal of going, hey everyone, you need the iPhone to come out, you can get a charger in our boxes, and made like a kind of a winky winky marketing campaign, and then 3 months later to not do it themselves is quite a big deal.
They did that with the headphone jack though. It was a little bit later than 3 months, but again, all of the Android manufacturers essentially took the piss out of Apple when the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack was taken off phones, and look at us now, most of our flagship phones don't have them anymore. So
I think, but I mean, that was more like, I think, two iterations later of the smartphone. I feel like it's surely it's too soon to do that. But who knows? Maybe it's a, hey, we could save some money and everyone seems okay about this. So maybe bravery does work. Courage. keeping talking about Apple, Fitness Plus is coming next week. So when you hear this podcast, you'll be mere days away from Fitness Plus appearing. I mean, this is extending the notion of fall when they said that Apple Fitness Plus will be coming this fall. But I'm quite excited about this. I do feel like, you know, as Apple said, that Fitness Plus, which is a service that will run on your Apple TV, on your iPad, on your iPhone, and if you've got an Apple Watch, the two will connect together and as you're doing the workout, it will show your smartwatch biometrics on the display. So if it's saying like, now push, now push, now push, now, you know, your heart rate will go up and it will show it effectively. So there's an interactivity towards it. However, it's more like those things where, you know, you sign up for spin classes and it's not a dedicated fitness plan to get you fitter. It's just a thing to keep you going to the gym regularly. And I don't know how it'll work on a do-it-yourself kind of basis, but it's an interesting one. And it's finally coming, which is good.
Yeah, it's out on Monday, December 14th. And it should just arrive on your iPhone as well. It just become part of the fitness app when iOS 14.3 lands. If you've got an iPad, you'll have to download it separately. And if you're on tvOS, the next software update as well will just bring the feature to the software. So you can just have a look at it from there and see if it's for you.
And you have to pay for it as well, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's I think it's £8 or $10 a month. And then it's cheaper if you buy it per the year.
Yeah, and obviously there's the Apple One as well, which is this big subscription model. So,
yeah, and obviously if you're going for an alternative sort of option to this, is things like Peloton and that sort of stuff. That is obviously a lot more expensive than this, but you obviously also get the equipment with that as well. So this is much more workouts you can do at home without needing the equipment. And another really interesting, an interesting thing for me anyway, is that Apple has now started selling yoga mats and different exercise equipment to go alongside this, which I find quite curious, really, that you can pretty much get on apple.com and get all of the products they want you to use for Fitness Plus. We think there's going to be more to come, but at the moment it's just yoga mats that appeared earlier today.
Are they like smart yoga mats? Or
nope.
They're just literally yoga. Just yoga mats.
Yeah, just a yoga mat.
Not yet, but I can see that in Apple's future. So like, if you, like, hey, your chakra's not aligned, maybe shift your lotus to the right a little bit.
Isn't that a Wii Fit board?
I mean, it is what it is. Like, and I can't see Apple not partnering with someone that has a treadmill, or trying to do their own. But yeah, this is only the beginning of new accessories that Apple will nickel and dime us to death on.
Yeah, they've done partnerships with like Techno Gym before, haven't they? Where they partnered and you could use your Apple Watch with that equipment. So maybe we'll see more integration across those sort of things. But App Fitness Plus is more of a service for you to use at home than in an actual gym, which in 2020 is quite a good thing, but perhaps it's coming a little too late.
Yeah, and also, like I said, it's literally wherever you want to be. So it's got if you've got the iPad, if you've got your iPhone with you, you can basically do it wherever. If you've got that on the Apple Watch, that's all it takes, which I think is interesting, but who knows? Who knows where it'll go? I can't find the thing you talk about on the... When you said apple.com, Pex, it sounded really like a marketing thing. Hey, if you go to apple.com right now, you can get yourself a yoga mat. But I can't find it on there at all.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, yeah. We wrote a story on it today, so I hope it's true. But apparently in the accessories elements, apparently there's some yoga mats that have started appearing.
Oh, okay. That's under... I look under Apple Watch. I can see... Anyway, doesn't matter. Right, what we're going to talk about next? Cyberpunk 2077. That's a game that's come out. Is it good? Let's find out. Pexy, thoughts?
I've not played it. Have you had any time yet, Sheree?
I just got my code yesterday. So, like, it's been a cluster for reviewers trying to get their codes. I am downloading it now. I'll be downloading it soon. It's going to be 100 gigs of space required. Yeah, I hope you made room, folks. So far, the reviews are relatively positive. There are some hitches, like there are some sequences that might trigger you if you are epileptic. So they're trying to address that. I don't know why that wasn't a thing from Gate, but whatever. And there are going to be a lot of conversations about this game, because even before it came out, there was some controversy as it pertained to transphobia. I'm seeing articles about yellow fever. So I am looking forward to reading all the think pieces in preparation to beginning to play this. On a performance level, this game is taxing as hell. Apparently, it's giving systems, PCs that are using a NVIDIA RTX 3090 car, like the Echelon. It's giving it problems. So I don't, like, I haven't gotten the research to see if that's just on 4K or if it's on 1080p. But either way, this game is really going to push your system to its limits. So I can only imagine how it's going to affect the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X or S.
Yeah, I'll be playing on PS5, and as I say, I got my disc earlier today, and I'm excited to see. I'm just excited to dive into it. To be honest, our review was relatively positive. We gave it 4 stars on TechRadar. I know our sister site Games Radar gave it 5 stars, but I've seen some more negative opinions online as well. So it's a controversial one, isn't it?
And Pixie, I was confused because you posted a picture on our group chat about how you had it. And I thought, well, Brinnick's gonna, he's all over it. But then you're saying I haven't played it yet. What's that about?
I have to work during the days, so it arrived at 11 a.m. this morning. And
that makes sense.
yeah, so it is inside my console right now, doing the data disc, which was taking about an hour on the PS5 alone. So even if you're getting the disc version, it's going to take you a few hours before you can start playing it, which is irritating. And then there'll be a day one patch on top of that as well. Yeah, I'll hopefully be able to start playing it at some point this evening.
I'm looking at this, going back, I've managed to find the health and fitness side of things on the Apple Store. I think there's been quite a lot of these kind of devices already. So, you know, they had, you know, this like water bottles, smart water bottles. There's been, you know, toothbrushes, skin trackers, posture sensors, and they've got a foam roller as well, which I imagine actually has probably been there for a little while. So even though I can't find the yoga mat listed on anything,
I literally slacked it to you.
Oh well, I found the listing, but I can't find where it's listed on the site. There's a kettlebell connected and smart goggles. Anyway, whatever. It's I don't know whether Apple has just gone into this or whether it's been there for a while and it's only now just being brought to the fore. Who knows? But going back to Cyberpunk as well. So you bought on PS4 then, Pexy, right? And then it gets an automatic upgrade to PS5.
The PS5 upgrade isn't coming until next year, so I can play it on my PS5, but it's a PS4 game. The reason for that is because this game was meant to come out in, correct me if I'm wrong, Sherry, I think it was meant to come out in March, and then it got delayed till November, and then it got delayed again until December. So it is technically a PS4 game, but I'm playing it on my PS5. There is a future like next gen update coming for Xbox Series X and PS5, but they've basically just said that will be at some point in 2021, and I can't be bothered to wait any longer, so I'm just going to jump straight in.
So can you buy it on PS5 now?
Not right now. No, you can buy the PS4 version, which will upgrade for free to the PS5 version.
God, this is so confusing.
It's just a box art thing, essentially, really, is what's happening there. I still will own the PS5 game when it comes out, but it's going to come out at some point in 2021.
But so why is it going to... Oh, I don't know. Why would you so why would you not just buy the PS4 game next year?
Because I want to play it today.
No, but like, no, as in like next year when it's like, okay, I'm going to do it. Is it cheaper to buy the PS4 game?
Perhaps by a few pounds, but never really anything. Like, I think the logic behind it is if you're buying a PS5 copy, it'll keep its value a little bit longer if you're buying a physical edition. But yeah.
But then Sony doesn't want people to have physical editions. It wants it all to be downloaded. It's all very confusing. I don't like it. but talking PS5s, I don't know if this happened in America, Sheree, but in the UK, we had a horrible situation where a number of people's PlayStation 5s being sold by Amazon were being replaced by cat food, random appliances, things that weren't a PlayStation, and people were understandably quite annoyed about that. And it wasn't just a case of people going, oh yeah, it turned up, but you know, you weren't in. There were people like literally, you know, this is the PlayStation 5. They were there like watching out the window, seeing drivers pull up, ping saying delivered, and then just drive off again, because obviously they found out the PS5 was in there. Now, we can't say that it's prevalent. You know, Amazon has shipped a lot of things at this point, so you know, there's probably a very small amount of people. But the good news is Amazon has said it will try and find a way to replace these, because most people were worried they weren't going to get them back.
Well, they had better, because like that would have been, if Amazon wasn't going to honor that, oh, the repercussions for that would have been immense. And what about over in the UK? Like, people are robbing PS5 delivery trucks, just hijacking PS5s, absconding with them.
Well, on one of the main channels in the UK, they played Fast and Furious recently, and everyone just got the idea from that. Just nitrous in the cars, LEDs under, you know, like fluorescence underneath, and just like doing these things to get what are just like glorified DVD players at their heart anyway. So it's basically the same thing. But yeah, there are heists going on. People just really want the PS5. I don't think you can buy this kind of marketing, can you really? It's almost like you don't ship them all at once and people go crazy for them.
Are they like real like robbers, or are they just like 12-year-olds on bikes? Like, give me a PS5.
So, just to be clear, what does a real robber look like? Do they have to have the swag bag, or
they have to have a stripy shirt on, a little bag with a money sign on it?
I feel like no matter how old they are or how their mode of transport, if they are getting things from a lorry, I feel like you're a robber.
I just mean, is this like a professional like mafia type thing that's going on?
I mean, at this point, I would say yes, because apparently MSI's factory was broken into and like a whole shipment of 3090 cards were stolen. So like people want to game, people need to game, and they will pay a pretty penny to do so. And the black market folks realize that, and they're doing what it takes to get that money.
True. I mean, hot goods are hot goods. That's a fact. I think it's weird that, well, not weird, but I think Amazon, I'm surprised they are replacing them, because personally, I thought they wouldn't be able to get any stock in to actually do that. And so that was the issue. And they did refund people straight away. And if they were going to replace them, they'd have to replace them after Christmas. I thought it was going to be just a really sad situation. So I'm quite pleased to see that this is being resolved. It must have been, you know, and for that actually to happen must have been more widespread than some people might have thought. So,
and do we know if they also get to keep like the cat litter and stuff?
Great question, Liv. Great question. And I'd argue yes. I had somebody who, like, about 10 years ago, I knew, who got a TV. It was broken. They went to pick it up and give him a new one, but they didn't pick up the old one. So he had two TVs. The only problem was the remote was broken. Huh. So based on that theory from a decade ago, the answer is undoubtedly yes.
Free cat litter.
Yeah. Woohoo.
I mean, that's just money in my pocket for me.
Same. Cat litter is expensive.
I bought cat deodorizer. Not cat deodorizer, cat litter deodorizer at lunch today.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it great though?
Yeah, I just had to find... But I got the powder for the first time. I don't know what it's going to be like.
It's good.
Cool. Noise Cancelling, the set podcast that gives you all the facts. HBO Max. HBO Max and Warner Brothers. Let's talk about those. So things like The Matrix 4, best film ever going to be, probably. Suicide Squad in June will come to HBO Max the same day as they hit theatres. Is this going to destroy cinema? Olivia Tambini, your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Again, twice I've come to you and the answer's been, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to kill cinema completely. But the thing is, it's like, I think it's going to change the reason why we go to the cinema. Because like, if, you know, we're able to see things on the first day they're released, like at home, that's one reason why you would have gone to the cinema in the past. I feel like it's going to be more about the experience. And, you know, there's little boutique cinemas where, you know, they have like cool couches instead of the uncomfortable seats, and you pay a bit more money and it's, you know, a nicer thing to do. But I think it's going to be bad for like the big chains, I imagine.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's very easy when you're not in the industry, especially if you're, you know, your livelihood doesn't depend on it. So it's very easy to be glib about these things. And a lot of people are, you know, employed by the cinema industry in many different ways. So I don't want to be glib about it in that sense. But there is that feeling of, you know, I go there for the experience. I go there because like there have been times where there's a cinema on the way home. I've just gone there because I wasn't doing anything that evening. I just like to chill out and just watch that. You know, it's really expensive, and to get the ice cream costs even more, but it feels nice. And it'd be nice if the, you know, the IMAXs, the surround sound, the big screens, like I said, the boutiques, the ones that actually offer that extra premium experience are brought to the fore. That would be nice. But like I said, I appreciate that it's probably the sort of general day-to-day people going to the cinema that makes 95%, 99% of the money. So it's easy to go, I just like the good bits. Let's just have more of that, in the same way as like people talked about dolphins returning to Italy in the Venice canals.
And I think that everyone on this video call either lives in London or in New York. That's not a possibility for people who live away from a town that, it, like, sometimes all your only option is an Odeon that's still 50 miles away from your house. So from that sort of
50 miles away.
Okay, right, but still, it's still like you're still getting on a bus to be able to get there, sort of thing. I think we're talking from a, like, I've got probably six cinemas near me that I could easily get to in about half an hour. Not sure enough. I think for some people who don't live in big metropolitan cities, this is going to be a great option because they can watch these films on day one, but at the same time, they're not going to have if their cinemas dry up and they're not going to have a cinema anywhere near them. And anyone who loves the cinema experience like I do is going to be potentially missing that in the next few years.
I really feel sorry for the person who's a massive cinephile but doesn't have a car and is 50 miles away from the nearest cinema. I feel like at some point you need to reprioritize in life. Just one of those three things. Cool. Well, I feel like, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. And there has been some criticism of this happening, but I feel like this year has just been deserving of criticism in so many different ways, and let's see where the dust settles. Hopefully in 2021 we'll find out what's going on. I really want cinemas to still be around because I do love them, even though they are fantastically overpriced, but I do really enjoy going. So let's fingers crossed they stay. Right, news blast. We have quite strong-armed Olivia Tambini into taking this one on again this week. She believes, because I don't go back and check, that her last effort was six of these. So if for all the listeners out there who don't remember what this is, the news blast is we don't talk about enough stories in a way that gives you the full gamut of what's happened in a week. So how about we do it in 60 seconds and give you as many as we can? The rules are you cannot read from a script, you cannot repeat yourself, and you have to make sure that what you say does give a good enough flavour of the story, so people walk away going, okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, right, next one. So Liv, you've got to beat six, which is one every 10 seconds, so you have to improve on that. So let's get the timer up, and you've got 60 seconds to give us as many different I can't find the stopwatch on my phone. That's silly, Gareth. I've got timer, that's nearly the same thing. Stopwatch, there we go. Right, so we're going to start here in 3 seconds, Liv. 3, 2, 1 and go.
The latest Google Maps beta has just arrived and it's got better support for ride-sharing services. 40 cargo boxes of RTX graphics cards were stolen in China. The rumoured Galaxy Scroll phone has been shown off in a concept video and it shows a scrollable screen and an S Pen. Your Gmail photos and files could be deleted if you've exceeded the storage limit for over 2 years. Dr. Octopus is coming back to Marvel's Spider-Man 3. There's a leaked video for the Galaxy S21 and it shows a cool violet colour. You can now add 2 Sonos subs to your sound system to double up the bass on your home cinema system. The AirPods Max might not arrive for Christmas if you're pre-ordering from the Apple Store because they've already sold out. Sharps has unveiled its first microwave with Alexa built in. You can now use the Samsung SmartThings app to control your Google Nest devices. Walmart shoppers have crowded stores looking for PS5s, but they've been disappointed to find empty shelves. And the Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro have appeared in an FCC filing, which means they could be released soon.
Ah! Liv.
Good work.
Fire. Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right.
You got 11 and a half, and I felt we can round that up to 12. Just.
Yes.
And if we're going to go back and judge, the only one in there that was probably not explained well enough was the MSI Nvidia RTX 3090 being stolen in China. But I'd imagine you're going to rely on the fact that we've already talked about it, and therefore people have got the story already.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a round 12. Well done, Liv.
Thank you.
Clapping is very much a podcast feature, isn't it? Right, Cherie, take us there now.
Unpopular opinions, let your hate unfurl. Laptop, tablets, consoles, what are we going to burn down? Unpopular opinions.
And we're going back to you, Cherie, for this week's unpopular opinion. And Liv's already kind of ruined it.
Oh, gamers, you know I love you. I am one of you. And maybe I shouldn't be saying this because I've had my consoles for a while because I review them, but I want you to be safe because I love you and we're a community. For the love of God, don't go outside risking coronavirus for a goddamn console. I can't take it. There are too many stories going around in America right now of people wrapping around the block, jingle all the way style, trying to get a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X based off of reports that they are finding on inventory tracking sites. A, I didn't even know inventory tracking sites exist. B, those things are woefully inaccurate. So what's happening is, okay, you've got this line of people, this crush of humanity not doing the 6 feet apart thing, all trying to get a console. And when they make it into the store, there are no consoles, but of course they don't believe the poor people in the store that actually know what inventory is there, because some chucklehead online said, hey, they'll have it in stock. And if these sites are right, there are only 8 in stock. You can't have 100 people showing up for 8 consoles. It's not safe. It's not feasible, especially in this, the darkest timeline. We don't know. Yes, they are rolling out the vaccines, but it's a little rush job on the vaccine. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Fingers crossed that the side effects will be absolutely minimal, but still, I personally am staying my butt in the house until we know a little bit more about everything for sure. I'm just saying, your life is not worth $600 and maybe 10 launch titles in the case of the PlayStation 5 and no launch titles in the case of the Xbox Series X. It's just not worth it. Just stay online, people. Please, please, please stay safe.
I like how you managed to sideswipe in with the vaccine in the middle of that one. That was like Cherie's giving some more thoughts about more things at the same time. That's very efficient.
I have my moments.
Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen people rushing in desperate for the console. I it's so difficult, because in any other time you kind of enjoy this excited fervor for the consoles, and we remember it so fondly for, you know, people queuing up for 35 hours to get the PlayStation 2 all those days ago, and then news outlets write about it and all this kind of stuff. And it's just taken such a different turn this year. It's almost like it's, you know, coronavirus has ruined things.
It has. Like, I mean, I have really fond memories of doing midnight releases, and it's fun because, you know, you get to meet your fellow gamers. Hopefully you're not sandwiched in between two twats, and you know, you get to just share. It's a camaraderie, and I want people to have that camaraderie. I just don't want it at the expense of their health. Like, these are potentially super spreader events. And it's just like, I don't want someone's last words to be like, hey, like bury me with my PS5.
When you said A, I thought you were going to do like the Konami cheat code then, like A-B-B-B-A-A. Yeah. Well, I agree. I think that, it's just... it's just difficult, and I'm just going to just lower my head and just be like, yeah.
2020 in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's just hard. Yeah, well, that's the end of the podcast. We've been very efficient today. This is good. I'm very proud of us all. Maybe it's Olivia just getting through the news blast so efficiently.
Thanks.
Good momentum.
Thank you.
Yeah, Liv, final thoughts for today?
You know, just stay cheeky. Don't go outside. Live your life.
I opened the door for that. I didn't know it was going to be there.
Never ask me to improvise.
but you're a trained musician. I feel like improvisation is the thing. I bet you can do some good like jazz scat.
No.
Skip it up, ba doo ba boo ba ba da ba ba yeah, wow.
Speaking of musicians in the future family, Chelsea Gold, who's over at
alumni of this podcast, as we know.
Yes, she actually has an album out. It just went out.
What?
Yes, under her artist name is Foxanna,
and
it is super dope. Super, super dope. Like, she has some serious pipes. Check her out. Science writer by day, kick ass vocalist by night. It's amazing. Also, Michael Andronico, who is no longer with us, but still future forever. He's not dead.
He's just left future.
He's just left future, but he also has dropped an album. I forgot the name of the album, but it is also very good. So they're like, when we are not bringing you the latest in tech and science news, we are pursuing we have outside pursuits, and some of us are uber talented.
But you why have you got an album?
Foxanne. The album is, let me look, because it's on Spotify, right?
So it's called It's Real, It's Real, I Knew It.
Yep.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm just looking at it right now. I'm like, I feel like we should play some of this because she's not going to sue us, right?
But yeah, I think she just launched this week. I've been enjoying it. It's in my playlist rotation already. Super dope.
I like the name Halfling for the 2018 EP from Foxanne. Wow, this is great. How exciting. Liv, by next week, I expect you to have got an album in the works, if not have one dropped, please.
Okay, that's easy. I'll totally do that.
Okay. Although, if we are going to promote people being great, I mean, Liv, if you do find Olivia on Instagram, she does do some excellent renditions of different songs. I was listening to one the other day, and I was very impressed, which is annoying when I want to get her to say things like stay cheeky all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah. How can people get in contact with you, Liv, if they wanted to? How can they follow your socials?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Olivia Tambidi.
I thought you're not going to give the name then. You're like, work it out, guys.
Yeah. Hashtag stay cheeky.
Yeah. And also, I mean, while I'm promoting Liv, also your ink art is brilliant too.
Stop.
Pexy, what other skills do you have?
I'm going to play some Cyberpunk later. Does that count?
No.
I'm not streaming it or anything. I'm just playing it for myself.
Okay, well, have you ever dropped any kind of media?
No, don't think I have. Don't think I have ever.
Cool, okay. Well, how else can people get in contact with you if they want to be apparently unimpressed?
Yeah, if you want to be unimpressed by me, I'm at JamesRWP on Twitter, where I'll just be putting links to Tech Radar articles that I write rather than personal stuff. Maybe I'll try and come up with an album by next week as well.
Yeah. I put a tweet out this week, which I didn't get the viral traction I hoped it would, because I got absolutely roasted by YouTube, where it showed me videos that I could restart. And there was one like the ultimate guide to master procrastination that I'd started 4 years ago. And I was like, oh, YouTube, you dick. It's just like, I'd done, you know, like a 15th of the bar had been finished. I was like, I'll finish this later. Well done, Karen. Cherie, how about you? I feel like there's a way to get in contact with you.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Miss Smith 11. That is MISS Smith 11. And of course, go to laptop. This is going to be our 30 years in business once 2021 hits. So laptop then, laptop now, and laptop forever. Also, if you are a PR person, we have just opened up our submission for CES 2021 for the award. So if you have what you think is an award-worthy product, please, please, please hit us up.
I genuinely worry for the fact that Cherise is much better at these kind of things than me. We also have that same kind of thing, but we're not ready with it yet. So... Yeah, so one day, I think Cherie could have my job, but I'm like, I don't think she'd want it. She's doing a much better job on Laptop Mag anyway. So.
But you did that great tweet the other day, Gareth.
It was a good tweet.
Really good tweet.
Nine people liked it as well.
Yeah. Don't you feel like, isn't it like, oh snap, I've crossed 10 people. 10 people saw it.
Yeah, well, no, if 10 people do that, I'm going to link to my SoundCloud. Don't worry about that. It was I didn't crop the image very well. That's the problem. I think people didn't open the image. That was the main reason. Otherwise, that would have been viral, mate. Viral. I'm Super Beav on Twitter and on Instagram. I don't do anything with that. I mostly apparently just watch Liv. The more I say it, the creepier it sounds. So I'm gonna just gloss past that one. But do check out Tech Radar. We have a very easy to understand handle. It's just Tech Radar. on all the things. So find us there. We've got Twitch, apparently. I don't know if you've ever used it, but we've got that as well because Matt Phillips, the producer here, set that up for us. So well done him. And please keep listening to this podcast as much as you can. The easy way to do that is to subscribe. If you go to Apple Podcasts, you can put them 5 lovely stars on there. That way people can find out about this amazing technology podcast. And it is amazing. And that's very good. And Samuel Roberts is a Tech Radar superstar, and he has got his own podcast called Backpage Pod, which I'm going to promote on this as well. So do give that a listen as well. It's him talking with his pal about gaming. It's very good. Please listen to it. All right, thank you, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed it. If we've disappointed you, I am sorry. Bye
bye.
Stay cheeky.
Bye.
Stay cheeky.